Welcome to the Soul Summit podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Preedy. I'm here to help bridge the gap for women and families in the outdoors, build a community of adventure junkies, and roll out your weekly dose of positive vibes. With almost two decades in the health and fitness world and an untamable passion for hunting in the outdoors, my mission is to help you live your bucket list life and move boldly in the direction of your dreams. Meet us here weekly as I connect with like-minded outdoor men and women to discuss health and mindset, accountability, life and entrepreneurship, as well as all things hunting and epic untold stories. The Soul Summit podcast is brought to you by Maven Optics, Baku E-Bikes, Hoyt Archery, Onyx Maps, and Sawyer Products. For more information on these companies or to access the Soul Summit podcast discount codes, be sure to check out our show notes. Well, without further ado, welcome to another episode of the Soul Summit podcast. I'm thrilled today because I'm joined by our new podcast manager, Hannah Coxon. Welcome to the show, girl.
Hello. Good morning. How are you doing?
It's so good to see you on the other side of this. I am really excited to let people get to know you a little bit more. You're an integral part of this podcast going into the new season. And I just want to give listeners kind of the idea of, you know, who we are behind the scenes here a little bit. So why don't you give us some more insight to who Hannah is?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, just thank you, Courtney, for the opportunity. I'm really excited to be here and just be a part of this journey. I think what you're doing is just really inspiring. And so the fact that I can be a part of that is really cool. So I grew up in a little small town west of Salem, Oregon. And I grew up out in the country, not a lot to do. It's not really a destination town. So I spent a lot of time outside. Hiking, camping, pretty much anything outside I loved to do. I did start riding horses when I was 12, and that really kind of shaped my teen years. And because horses were kind of my thing, I wasn't overly into sports, but I did start exercising and taking care of myself at a young age. And so those were kind of my hobbies growing up.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you had a fun-filled upbringing as far as the outdoors and kind of getting your body active. And I think one of the obviously most common themes for us is that we just have this passion to be outdoors. And I think for a lot of us, you know, and I think this is the natural evolution of, you know, maturing, but we kind of grow up with, you know, some idea of what we want to do in the outdoors. And there's typically something I found that kind of triggers that spark to like take it to the next level, you know, whether that's in hunting or just recreation or camping. Your kind of next level thing, it sounds like, was your husband and his love for hunting in the outdoors.
Yes.
So walk us through what it was like to be introduced to that by your husband and what that journey looks like for you now.
Yeah. So that has just been a really cool thing that we've been able to share and connect over the last few years. I grew up always loving the idea of hunting, just like providing your own food and being out in nature and just knowing where my food was coming from. And so I always loved the idea of that, but I never really had any person close to me to show me, you know, the rules of the trade. So when I met Clay, him and his family, that's my husband, him and his family are pretty big hunters and fishermen. And so I kind of saw an opportunity to start learning from them. And since then we've been together for 6 years. And so I've kind of started dabbling into it a little bit, and mainly we hunt blacktail. But that's kind of how I got started on the hunting journey. And it's something that I'm really passionate about. We're really passionate together as a team, and it's something we really bond over as a team. And so definitely something I'm wanting to grow more in and learn more about. I'm still newer to the whole hunting world, but it was definitely something I knew I wanted to get more involved in and connect with other like-minded men and women who are also wanting to learn and grow within this field.
Have there been any specific boundaries for you in this process of kind of diving into the hunting and outdoor world that have
been challenges you weren't expecting?
Yes. I mean, I think just hunting in itself requires a lot of patience, and that's not my strong suit. So I think that's been really good for me to learn how to be patient. And Clay is like the most patient human I know. It's probably why I married him, because he put up with me. But so he's a good hunter because of that quality. I think another thing that has been a struggle and a reason I resonate so much with what you do is because the hunting industry is so male dominated. And especially being like a newer hunter, I have often felt like overlooked, and like what I have done or accomplished has been kind of, yeah, overlooked. And so I think that's been a hurdle and a boundary for me with kind of navigating this new topic. And I think it's just been having to be okay with not knowing it all and be okay with maybe not being taken seriously, because this is something I love, this is something I enjoy, and something I want to do for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. And such great points. I don't know that there will ever be a moment where we stop getting overlooked as women in the outdoor industry. I think it's just kind of a part of this long history with what hunting represents and who has traditionally been the hunter in the past. Yeah. But it is a hard place to be when you feel like, you know, we don't get the same kind of respect or recognition as a hunter, as a female hunter. So great points there. I don't know, you know, I wish that there was something that we could collectively do. And I think that we're all trying to kind of level out that playing field as much as we're able to, as far as, you know, just welcoming other women. But I think that's why all of these organizations that are doing women specific things are so important, because it's really hard sometimes to feel like you even have skin in the game. Like, it really feels hard to feel recognized or accomplished, because who are we? We're just women in the outdoors, you know? So that is a huge barrier. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that I'm so passionate about what I do and so excited to bring women like you into what we're doing, because, it is a goal to just try to figure out how we can bridge that gap, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's just these like, rooted beliefs, you know, that it's, like you said, a man's game. And so I think we're like kind of just in this era of changing that, that belief, you know? And so it's really cool to just be in this era, in this season, and be one of the women that is getting into it and learning. And, yeah. So thank you for what you're doing. And that's it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're super excited. You know, I have to say too, when I was just chatting with you and kind of going over stuff for the podcast and, you know, talking about these questions I have, like, you know, where have you found your confidence and what have been some of the, you know, biggest lessons in your life? And you talked a lot about, you know, basically towing the line with fear and stepping into the things that scare you, that you don't feel qualified for, that you're not quite ready for. And this is a pretty common theme. This is not going to be something that people are like, wow, they've never talked about this on the show. It's something that is, we marinate this topic all of the time, because I think it's, there is nothing that I've ever experienced that gives you confidence like doing the thing you want to say no to. And so I have to, like, I want to give this little bit of a backstory on how you and I even crossed into the same world. And it was kind of previous to that through social media and through the fellowship group and whatnot. But I was in this phase where I'm like, okay, I'm going to hire for the podcast. I really want to just grow this baby and get it in front of more women and families that can use this, right? And be empowered by it. And I onboarded a new podcast manager, somebody that I knew. And last minute, there was a conflict and something that came up in her other job. And she had to pass up the opportunity. And I was reeling over this, like, do I just then do it myself? Because it's, you know, super hard to kind of go back to the drawing board and get somebody started. And I was texting my best friend, Christine, that morning. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Do you think maybe I should just do it myself? Or do you want to come in? Like, could you maybe help with some of these things? And literally at that same moment, I get this random Instagram message from you, Hannah, and you were just like, hey, you know, you stepped out with just support. Hey, I love what you're doing. And if there's ever anything I could do just to help you or spread your message, please let me know. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because I just felt this like divine purpose with that. Like in a lot of other moments in my life, I probably would have just said something back like, thank you so much. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. And, you know, stayed connected, but went on my way. And I was like, hey, you know, what are the chances that, you know, or I think what I said was, you know, how, what are you looking for specifically? And all of those things. And I love how you're one, just stepping in to be a kind human and be generous and offer that turned into you sitting on the other side of the screen as the basically the one that's going to help run this whole entire thing. Like that's a testament to stepping into fear mm-hmm. and to just living with a purpose to do better and to be a light. And I think that that kind of mentality is what will take you the distance. That's what's going to smash those glass ceilings for you. Because mm-hmm. I think, again, stepping into the uncomfortable, maybe stepping outside of what you even feel like you're qualified to mm-hmm. do is the catapult to taking you to the next level. So thank you for being brave and kind and, you know, owning that. But with all of that said, so people have a little bit more of the backstory, talk to me a bit about just kind of what fear looks like for you and what your mindset is around mm-hmm. it and how you step into those uncomfortable moments.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that affirmation. That feels like just so good to hear. And yeah, I definitely feel like it was kind of just a God ordained thing. It was like right at the right time. And I think it was just this moment of stepping out and putting myself out there. And I think you talking about wanting to be a light, like that's all I want to be for other people. And so to partner with you on that mission is just really exciting. So thank you. But yeah, I think in my life, I've had a lot of things happen. I had a very loving family, but kind of came from a broken background in some regards. My brother passed away when I was young, and there was just a lot of things that in my life were rooted in fear, and that like I started to see the world as like a really scary place, like bad things are going to happen. But I have a lot of dreams and ambitions of things I want to do and things I want to achieve, and just living this life, I can look back on and be like, wow, like she was bold. She was brave. Like she didn't let fear win. Like she didn't let fear, keep her from, you know, sitting on the sidelines of life, and she went after it anyways. And so I think it's just kind of been this like constant give and take, and it's not something I'm perfect at, and something, you know, is a battle every day, you know, and a choice every day, and sometimes it does win. But I'm in the season of life where I really want to say yes to not a million things, but that things that are right for me and that are going to push me out of my comfort zone. And so just in the season of okay, like, even if you feel, you know, unqualified, even if you don't know something, like, be courageous enough to figure it out and to say yes, and to know that, like, I think I wrote in my little notes, like, I heard this encouragement of, like, get familiar with failure and, like, open your arms to failure and don't, like, be afraid of failure. And I think a lot of my life I've been afraid of failing, or afraid of not being good or good enough for something. And so I think just kind of as I'm stepping into this new season, I want to say yes to more things that scare me, because I'm not going to live the life I want to live and the life I dream about by just dreaming about it. You know, I could sit safe in my house, you know, for the next 20 years and then, you know, look back and not feel fulfilled. You know, I want to be able to look back and be like, yeah, I was terrified, but I said yes anyways. I learned how to do X, Y, and Z. I figured it out. And now I have all these incredible stories and experiences, not only to share like with my kids, but also just to be a better human. I feel like experiences, and like learning different perspectives and, you know, all these things, I feel like they make you a more well-rounded human and a more experienced human. And if you have those things, I feel like you're able to love other people better. The more you know, the more you understand, you know, the more you grow, I feel like you're able to better love people, because you're better able to relate to more people, you know? And so I think that's like a driving force for me.
The Soul Summit podcast is proudly supported by some of the top companies in the hunting and outdoor world, allowing people like us to make common bonds in uncommon places. So let's take a break and hear a word from today's awesome sponsors. If you're ready for premium optics without the premium price tag that comes along with it, check out Maven Optics. This consumer direct company is turning heads and winning awards for their top quality products. Binoculars, rangefinders, rifle scopes, and spotting scopes, they've got it all. Head to mavenbuilt.com. Use the code SOULSUMMIT-GIFT on your next purchase and get a little something extra just for listening to the podcast. Elevate your life and your hunts with one of Baku's top-of-the-line e-bikes. Whether you use them on your hunting and fishing adventures, for a hand around the farm, or to commute around your local area, Baku e-bikes are not only reliable, but they add a whole lot of fun to life. Find their full line of products at baku.com, B-A-K-C-O-U.com. There are some awesome bows on the market, but if you ask me, I'd say that Hoyt has some of the best bows around. Built tough to withstand the abuse of hard hunts, reliability in your shot so you can focus on the hunt, and a dead in the hand feel that keeps you coming back for more. Head to Hoyt.com and check out their new custom bow builder. If you're serious about getting into the outdoors, be sure to check out what Sawyer has to offer. From water filtration to sunscreen and insect repellent, Sawyer has you covered. Not to mention Sawyer's commitment to giving back, helping fight global issues, and bring clean water to more people around the world sets them apart from the rest. Head to Sawyer.com to see what they have going on. When it comes to hunting and exploring the great outdoors, there are endless tools, gizmos, and gear, but one I never leave home without is my Onyx Maps. Knowing I have access to landowner information, property lines, topographical layers, historical and wildlife data, and so much more gives me the confidence to take my outdoor experiences to the next level. Grab your free trial right now at onyxmaps.com. Now, let's jump back into the conversation.
I love that so much. So if you were, you know, got a phone call or read an Instagram message from somebody who was like, man, I listened to your podcast and I'm inspired by your tenacity and your willingness to step into the areas of life that you're not familiar with yet. What would your advice be to somebody who's like, but I feel paralyzed and I don't know how to take those first action steps? What would your advice be to them?
Well, first of all, girl, I feel you, because I mean, this is not by any means something that I'm overcome or I'm doing. It's something I'm just currently wanting to focus on right now, yeah. You know? So firstly, you know, give yourself grace. I think, I've spent a lot of my time like hard on myself, and that is also paralyzing. You know, if you sit and ruminate on all the things that you should be doing or you could be doing, like, I am kind of a perfectionist, and I think a lot of that is rooted in fear. And so I think just have some grace on yourself that you're doing a good job. And just the fact that these things are circulating around in your mind shows me, you know, that you have a passion, you have a dream for something. Mm-hmm. But then I think for me, surrounding yourself with positive people that support what you're doing, that believe in you, I think that's extremely important. For me personally, prayer life has been important, speaking the things that, okay, what does like God say about me, or, you know, and speaking those things over myself, because there's a lot of things coming at you that people mm-hmm. think or say about you, and it's really easy to believe. And so I think speaking those things over you yourself. And then starting with something really, really small, you know, like just a baby step. And so like, you know, messaging you on Instagram, that's in the grand scheme of things, super small, you know, but here we are, you know, that mm-hmm. was a very small way that I can push myself out there, you know? And so I would say those three things.
I think the small and seemingly insignificant things really have the most weight in where we end up. Because it's, you know, it's like, I don't think that these, you know, new habits every day, like the little things matter, man, they matter so much. If you want to get, you know, to the next level or six levels above that, you're not just going to magically appear there. It takes small, deliberate choices every day in order to chip away at that. Yeah. And I think it's the fact that things sometimes feel so small, that we relate that to being insignificant, but you don't achieve anything by just, you know, landing there really. I mean, some people get lucky, but it is, you know, like you said, just making that conscious effort, implementing good habits, you know, being a spiritual person, whatever that looks like, and realizing that, you know, we're not going to get somewhere magically, that it takes us, being bold, really just being bold. And I think the more you do those little things and prove to yourself that you can, is wonderful, but knowing that you're worthy along the way, no matter what you do or don't know in the moment, I think is also a really important factor.
Agreed.
And I think that speaks to kind of women in general. And I don't know, you know, maybe men also kind of battle with this, and I'd love to hear if that's the case or not, but being worthy as a woman to like own your space, to own your relationships, to own the room. I think that's a really tricky place to be for a lot of women, you know, because we tend to be the quiet ones, or we tend to, you know, not, you know, be the primary breadwinner of our families or whatever that looks like. So I think that, yeah, that can be a hard spot to be for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, if you're, and then if you're not that, you know, you might get labeled as something else. And I think then that's where it comes in, is just learning to not care as much what other people think, but that's much easier said than done.
Talk about living bold. You just got back from a 3-week trip to Thailand with your sister. So tell me more about this. Thailand has been on my bucket list my entire life, so I have questions, but I really just want to talk about how that came to be, what the experience was like, and what your insight to it was.
Oh my goodness. It was incredible. So yeah, 3 weeks, that's the longest I've ever been on any kind of trip or vacation. And so with it being that far away, you just got to stay long enough to make it worth it. I mean, the travel to and from is horrific, I will tell you that. We spent like, you know, 24 hours in travel on the way there, and getting back was wild, but definitely worth it. And we kind of just decided that Haley and I, that's my sister, and we both enjoy traveling, and we just wanted to go on some kind of girls trip. So we kind of started putting our, you know, heads together of where that would be. And we really wanted to get out of the Oregon rain. So we wanted, you know, we planned it for around this time, because this is kind of when it's the dreariest, you know. And we wanted sunshine. So we found somewhere that kind of, they were going into their dry season. And she had been to Thailand once before, for about 10 days, I believe, and thought it was really pretty. We were kind of going back and forth with maybe going to Bali. But we decided on Thailand. And so, we started off kind of on the southern tip. We went to Phuket and then did some island hopping, went to the Gulf of Thailand and then north to Chiang Mai. And it was amazing. I mean, the beaches are beautiful. I really liked the Gulf of Thailand. It just was a little bit different feel, kind of more jungly, more secluded feeling, at least to us. And then I would say the highlight was Chiang Mai. Just because it was so different than anything I had ever seen before. We got to play with elephants, and we went on like this 2-hour hike into a village that you could only access if like a villager like walked you into it. And so we got to kind of see their culture and their life, which was really incredible. And then, you know, temples, and it was just different, you know, and I think that kind of ties back to, really want to do more and more traveling as much as I can. And I know this is like the cheesiest quote, but it's like, I haven't been everywhere, but it's on my list. And that's kind of how I feel. Just because I feel like, one, seeing different worlds helps you, like I was saying before, love and understand people better and where they come from and their backgrounds. Because if I don't understand someone, I can't love them well, you know? And then also for me, again, personally, just it kind of makes me in awe of the creator, and all that he's done, you know, creating just these magical, beautiful places. And so it kind of just like fills my cup.
So amazing. I loved every day that I would see your posts online and you out there with the elephants and, you know, doing yoga and just enjoying the beaches and enjoying your time. I feel like so many people are restricted by this idea that you can't step into those kind of things by yourself. And I did something way less significant, but I took a road trip, gosh, probably 7 or 8 years ago by myself. Flew into New Mexico and then drove all over New Mexico and into Colorado and, you know, music up and windows down, open road. I just think that allowing yourself the space to grow in that way. And again, it goes back to like that stepping into the discomfort, doing the thing that you almost feel like you can't do, I think is such a great way to experience life, but also to like just realize that you do have those wings to fly. And I love your point about, you know, for one, like that it's wild to a lot of people, I would imagine, for you to say like, these are two young, beautiful, you know, blonde-headed American women that are going into another country and having the willingness to like, to take on an adventure like going into a remote village in a culture that you know pretty little about, I would assume, and just be able and intrigued enough to just soak it in. Like, show me your life and what you're doing. And I really appreciate that piece too about just it allows you the opportunity to understand people a little bit better and to love them more. I think that's such a great message because in this day and age, I feel like so many of us we're overwhelmed, we're busy, it's a noisy world. There's a lot of internal and external expectation and pressure and letting those walls down to just kind of slow life a bit is I think the place where you either, you know, find yourself or you can hear God, or you can, you know, just get in control of your thoughts. You know, there's so much input all of the time until we can kind of quiet those things and give that empty space. It's hard to really figure out where you're going or what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. I know kind of circling back, you know, before the trip, I had so many people like, oh my gosh, like you're going to Thailand, just your sister. And it was, you know, scary, like, you know, to think about what could happen. But I think I also, it was kind of one of those moments of stepping out of like, no, like, you know, there's so many good things that could happen too. There's so many wonderful life experiences that I'm going to get out of this, you know, trip. And so I think that was kind of, I think those trips, I had also done I went and lived in Montana a couple summers ago and, just, you know, left what I was doing here, left my family, left Clay. And that was one of the most instrumental summers of my life because I kind of did what you did. I drove myself down there, went on a road trip. I went and worked for a lodge up in Glacier. And you know, stepping out, I think it just teaches you so much like life experience and, it's just good for you.
Yeah. It's so good for you. I grew up, in our church, we did a lot of youth mission trips. And so we did several trips down to Mexico and, you know, I had a lot of, I had some pretty good experiences in my childhood, but nothing even comes close to those times where we went into the third world countries and helped, you know, like, let me just play with you in the streets and play soccer. Let yeah. me help you build this new house for your family. Like those mm-hmm. things, I think when you can get the appreciation for a world outside of the one mm-hmm. that you're living in, it is yeah. so healthy for us mm-hmm. to see like what I'm doing, what I experience, what my influences are, mm-hmm. are drastically different in other places. Yeah. And I think that too, that can get you so much more rooted into being grateful for things, and gratitude mm-hmm. is huge.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I came back very grateful for, you know, simple things that I take for granted, you know, so absolutely. Definitely fuels that gratitude.
Absolutely. Such good stuff. We could continue on, and we're going to have you on for another episode because I want to really just open the envelope and talk more about you and all of these things that we kind of touched on today. I also want to give our listeners, because this is the first episode of the new season, I want to mm-hmm. just give them some insight on what they're getting themselves into and what they have to look forward to throughout the season. I've had this kind of idea in the back of my mind. This podcast, I believe, started in, it was either the end of 2017 or in 2018. And it's been a passion project of mine that has been the first thing that kind of comes off the list when life gets mm-hmm. busy. And so I'm really excited to have you on board because now we can keep this consistent with mm-hmm. weekly episodes and we won't miss a beat there. So it's going to be a good platform to just support women and families in the outdoors. And I hope it really just becomes a good platform for people to get connected with other mm-hmm. like-minded men and women in the space. Yeah. But my concept a couple years ago was that I really wanted to bring on some new hosts, some co-hosts mm-hmm. and some other perspectives, some other knowledge, some other, you know, mm-hmm. inspiration. And so we have finally made that happen. And we, for this season, have brought on 3 new co-hosts, and we could not be more excited to be sharing these women from kind of various backgrounds. But over the course of this season, we will be airing 2 episodes a week. I will still do a segment every Monday. And then our co-host segment will come out on Wednesdays. And we're going to go ahead and just kind of do a little brief introduction of what you can expect. Our first co-host segment is going to be done by Heidi Stout. She lives in Idaho, and she's such... Man, she's a powerhouse. She is always uplifting. I mean, her and I have been texting back and forth for several months now, and I feel like she always just has a way of speaking like truth and wisdom into my life. I'm excited to have her on. Heidi and I have connected over kind of a hard familiarity together in surviving sexual abuse, and she has just done such an amazing job using that for good. And her premise is to take trauma and pair it with the outdoors and really work to overcome the hard things that have happened. She does some really incredible things with some nonprofits, including starting her own Encounter Outdoors. So she'll be our first segment, and she'll be talking about all things healing, outdoors, overcoming mm-hmm. trauma, positivity, leading into your faith. Mm-hmm. There will be some triggering conversation potentially in those conversations, and there mm-hmm. definitely is in our Heidi and mine first podcast episode. There will be some triggering things in there, but I hope that this really empowers other people to remember that what happens to you is not who you are. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we have that coming up from Heidi, and her first episode will be airing February 21st. Thank you. Perfect. And then so after that, that'll be 5 episodes mm-hmm. from Heidi. And then we will have our next co-host, which I'll let you introduce, who is Kelly sure. Reynolds.
Yeah, Kelly Reynolds. So I'm still getting to know the ladies. And it has just been a privilege to get to know them, and I'm excited to hear more. After Heidi's, we'll be rolling into Kelly's 5 segments. And she is born and raised from Alaska, and she just seems to be living the Alaskan dream. So she's a pilot, and so she flies planes, helicopters, I believe, or the little flight, or the little, what are they called?
Yep. Bush plane.
Yep. Bush plane. There we go.
Yep.
She flies bush planes, and she is just everything outdoors, hunting, fishing. Her and her husband, it sounds like they partner together and do a lot of those adventures as well. And so I think she's going to be talking a lot about just hunting and what it looks like to be a hunter in the, or a woman hunter in the outdoor space. And just sharing a lot of, I think, like epic untold stories. So I'm really excited to lean in and hear what she has to say.
It's going to be so fun, man. The things that she does, the guests that she has coming on, I can't wait. It's going to be good stuff. And definitely, you know, it's cool to have a little bit of a sliding scale here. So Heidi, our first co-host, you know, is a relatively new hunter. And so, you know, the things that we bring to a table, to the table, new versus veteran or new versus experienced, I think is going to be such a great, gamut of information and knowledge from these people. So super cool. Kelly's an awesome chick as well. And then we've got Sarah Lawrence. Sarah's from Washington. She's actually a teacher. She's the cutest, most fun, upbeat person ever. She's got a passion for health in the outdoors and nutrition and really working to, you know, own the longevity of your life, making healthy decisions in the short term that, you know, will propel you into, you know, a vibrant and healthy long-term sustainability with hunting and recreation. So it's going to be really cool to talk about, you know, those topics as well. Talking about fitness, talking about nutrition, why things matter, how to take care of your body well, and enjoy the experience along the way. She is also a relatively new hunter with some good experience under her belt. And, you know, being able to jump on the podcast and talk about things from the ground floor up, I think are going to be so important for people. With this episode two, with this new season, we also really want to hear from our listeners. If you have questions or things that you want topics covered on the podcast, we would absolutely love to hear from you. You can always jump over to our social on Instagram, Soul Summit Pod _, and let us know what your questions are. Get connected with us over there. You can also, you know, of course, follow the co-hosts, follow Hannah. But the community is really what we're here for. And, you know, being able to talk about the things that are important to you in your life are important to us. So don't hesitate to reach out and ask those questions or bring those topics our way. And we're going to be working on trying to do some more fun meet and greet things, just trying to get this community of like-minded men and women together so that they can form connections and friendships. Nothing fills my cup more. In fact, somebody asked me yesterday, like, what is the bee's knees for you in your job? And they go, is it your events? Is it being there? Is it hosting and providing these experiences? And I said, yes and no. I think it's the byproduct of these experiences. It's the byproduct of this community. It's getting the messages, you know, of two girls that met at an archery camp that are now backpacking in the wilderness together. It's the, hey, Courtney, look at this bull I got this year. You know, thank you for what you instilled in me and for the community that you built. Like, those things are the holy grail for me. And so we just want more of that from the Soul Summit podcast and the Her Outdoor Journey community. I could not be happier to have you on and in this mission, Hannah. It's such an honor.
Thank you so much. It's going to be a great season.
Absolutely. Any parting thoughts that you have for us or anywhere you want to send people to get connected with you?
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, they can find me on my personal page. It's just Hannah Coxon 97. and yeah, that's my personal page. I also have an outdoors page. It's Hippie Hunter Outdoors. But yeah, I'm just excited to get things going and see where this leads. Thank you so much for having me on.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we'll definitely get you back on here soon.
Once again, thank you for tuning into the show. We hope that your cup is full and you're ready to embrace your untamable vibe. If you enjoyed the show, could you do us a favor? Help us grow our audience by sharing your favorite episode on social media, sending the episode to a friend, and leaving us a review online. We love to hear from you. One more thing, be sure to press that subscribe button and never miss a weekly episode. See you next week.